It's time for this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And of course, he's one of the co-authors on the blog at ageconomist.com. So David, this week we're going to talk about fixed farm expenses turning lower in 2016. You know, with commodity prices turning higher a couple of years ago, we saw those fixed farm expenses increase. Now they're starting to relax. What's some of the data telling us?
Yeah, Joe. Fixed expenses are often very important, yet overlooked. A lot of attention goes into those variable expenses, such as seed and fertilizer and fuel, but oftentimes that fixed expense can be larger. Looking at the Purdue University crop budget data, going back to 1990, we found that in those budgets, fixed expenses accounted for about 60% of total costs. So a lot of times, the majority. This week, we took a look at data from the Kansas Farm Management Association, as well as the USDA, and found that fixed expenses have started to come down, and that's a welcome relief for a lot of producers.
Let's talk about some of the expenses that we did see fall back a little bit, you know, things like depreciation, family living. Let's go down a few.
Yeah, first, depreciation. Depreciation is really tricky because it has value sort of baked into the recipe, where a combine or a tractor purchased 4 years ago when net farm income was strong is still in that expense years and years following. And so it takes a lot to get that number to come down. From the Kansas Farm Management Association data, which is a combination of farm records from across the state, this shows that depreciation expense is mostly unchanged in 2016, which is a positive sign, and this is probably going to maybe tick lower in 2017. It's worth noting that depreciation expense during the boom was 56% higher in 2016 than it was in 2010. So we saw quite a bit of a ratchet up in that depreciation expense.
You also had some USDA data on there, along with some good graphics. What does the Ag Department tell us?
So the USDA has a look at variable versus fixed expenses. Variable expenses started down for corn production back in 2015. Fixed expenses started lower in 2016. So this has been some welcome relief. Fixed expenses are down 3% this year. Variable expenses are down 13% for the 2 years.
Wrap it up for us. Talk about what we should look for, how producers need to keep an eye on these fixed expenses as we move forward.
Yeah, from depreciation to family living to machinery, it's really important that producers take some time and really think about what their fixed expenses are and how that changes as they change farm size and how that's changed over time. These are often very difficult to put into a budget, but it's, in a lot of cases, the majority of total costs for an operation, so it's time well spent.
If you'd like some more information on fixed farm expenses, you can go to ageconomist.com. If you'd like to hear this program as a podcast, you can go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. That's Ag Economic Insights. For David Widmar this week, I'm Joe Gangwish.